Bringing Minnesota powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. This is your host, Terry Goodsky, and in this episode, we head north to Manoman, Minnesota for the 8th annual Honoring Our Mother's Powwow, May 7th and 8th, 2016, held at the Shooting Star Event Center in Manoman, Minnesota. Your MC is Murphy Thomas. Your host drums are Midnight Express, Whitefish Bay, Smoky Hill. Your spiritual advisor, Ricky Defoe. Arena director, Ken Fox. This is Powwow Trail, part two of two.
Hey! give it up for the boys. Give it up for the boys. Bit traditional.
Midnight Express.
Yeah.
Bonjour. I'm sitting here with Randy White from the Whitefish Bay Singers. Randy, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Been singing for a while, since probably in my, when I was about 2 years old. Grew up with the drum, grew up with a lot of the elders back at home. And yeah, I'm the oldest of nine kids. I got two wonderful boys.
Tell me a little bit about the responsibilities of the host drum here.
You always have to be ready for requests that might come up our way, either through dancers or through the MC. It's just that, it's about responsibility. You know, always having songs ready for what particular kind of dance or a particular giveaway dance or a request for a round dance or anything like that. It's just about being ready at all times.
I know you're from Canada. Are powwows kind of different from Canada and the United States?
No, they're pretty much all the same. Even a lot of the different tribes, you know, coming down here, coming to a neighboring Ojibwe people, you know, they're pretty much the same. Even other tribes across Canada, whether it's Dakota or Navajo, they still have the same protocols. It's amazing to see things like tobacco and how much respect it has amongst all tribes. So they're pretty much the same.
All right. Is there like any words of wisdom from the great Randy White that he wants to impart on the younger generation?
Walk that good path. Keep with that positive way of thinking and walk with that respect.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Oh. Bonjour, I'm sitting here with Billy Staples. Billy, tell me a little about your grass dance style.
Oh, well, the grass dance style was shown to me by my father, the late Don Staples, and it's been around for a while, and many different stories that go along with it, but the one that I was curious of myself is where they start ceremonies, flattening the grass, and the fringe represents the grass swaying in the winds, and it's a pretty good dance, having fun.
Okay, tell me a little bit about when you started dancing.
When I started, I was about maybe 2 years old. My dad, he just made me little aprons and little yoke with the call on top and just put me out there. And ever since then, I've been at it.
Do you have any kind of words imparted on the younger generation? This is a segment where we kind of help the non-natives and the natives get back on the path of the good life.
Dancing, we're always told you should be humble, respectful, everything. But for the younger generation that are starting at a powwow, you know, that's just the good way to be, you know, start dancing and have a good time with it.
Let's see, Bill, you've been everywhere. What are powwows like in different places?
I like a lot of the traditional powwows. You know, we go out there and have fun with everybody, you know, meet new friends, make new friends. And then a contest powwow, too, you know, the same thing. Then dancing for money or, you know, just having fun, all the same old thing. But, you know, everything's good out there.
I'd like to thank you, Bill, for your time and your interview there. Anything else you'd like to say? Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody out there?
Give a shout-out to my mom back at home in Cass Lake, Joanne Staples. Love you, miss you.
Thank you, Bill. Anin, I'm sitting here with Morningstar Good Sky. Morningstar, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I have a whole bunch of children, got my own little tribe, married to Harvey Good Sky Jr. You, Terry, are our uncle. We love to travel to powwows almost every weekend throughout the whole year, school year, summer, winter, fall, spring.
Could you tell me a little bit about your dance style and your regalia?
I had started out dancing jingle when I was 2 years old. And the older I got, I switched to dancing shawl, then to women's traditional, and then back to jingle. And for me, jingle dress is more of a relaxed style of dance just for me. And it is a huge honor for me to be dancing as what my grandma had showed me.
Anything you want to say to the younger generation about our way of life and living the good life?
Basically, for my young ones that I see at powwows, I'm glad to see them there. I would like to see them more involved in dancing and learning our language and our culture, our way of life, and following up on how we've lived for years on years on years, and would like them to stand strong and keep our way of life going.
All right. Very good words there, Morningstar. Hey, thank you for your time, and I'll see you out there, all right?
All right. Miigwech.
Niji Powwow Trail has been brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Find more shows archived online at www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech, bizindawiyig.